how it feels with yes. the carpet under my feet.
Yes.
It's the polyester fibers that wrap around my feet.
Feels like home. Home. I know you're probably like, what kind of commercial? What is going on up in the Comfort Killers lab and studio right now? Listen, I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. And yes, we play music here. I just gotten through a Black Sabbath War Pig. I just got through Letta Mbaloo. I just got through, I can't pronounce her name, so I apologize, Letta. You are amazing. And we just got through Guapale, Closer to My Dreams. Listen, we're playing music here. We're adding some fun in it today. We're dropping how to go from 600 to a million in e-commerce. Okay, Ellen Lynn, we got a snippet of her show for the full version of her show that we had an interview. And we talked a lot about even getting busy with time management, making sure things are scheduled for your day, getting crunk. That's why I played the music today. And then we're going to talk about some credit repair, and we are talking about the announcements. As you know, the new formula for this show, and I hope you love it. Well, welcome to the Get Uncomfortable Podcast Show.
I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name.
Is credit important? Oh, man. You know, credit to me, you know, growing up was just something we smashed up, cut up, like we didn't care about. And only because, you know, traditionally, well, I shouldn't say traditionally, it's not like, you know, we came to America, we wanted the American dream, man. We came from Jamaica. And what I noticed and observed, what my parents did and what my, they got credit to get what they want, and who knows, pay way late. And the bad habits happened to me very early on. I think I got an Old Navy credit card. That was my first credit card. It was like $200 on there, and I went ham in Old Navy. I was like, swipe. I didn't know what the scores were. I didn't know what reporting was. I didn't get educated on these things. First of all, they don't teach it to you in school. So what is good credit? What is bad credit? I didn't know. And I have a resource here. I'm collaborating with a couple, powerhouse couple, and their mission is to bring credit repair, financial, DIY, like do it yourself, build your credit, but not with the fluff. Like, they took away, they stripped the freaking fat off the meat, and they're giving it to you with the gristle bone marrow still attached. You're getting the meat, you're getting the thigh. You are getting the whole damn shebang without the fluff, without the, oh, maybe. No, they want you to actually do it themselves. And the reason that they are so willing to share the knowledge is because they're willing to share the wealth. Let me get into that. What I mean is, after you learn how to build your own credit, they're saying, go build others' credit as well within the family unit. Go help your brother, go help your mother, go help your friends, expand it and let them share the wealth. And their whole thing is, let's raise a generation of people that, you know, when you talk about the millennials, you know, they're innovative because they're saying, I don't want to work 9 to 5, man. I don't want the corporate gig, man. I'm laid off and I'm stuck and I'd rather go surf all day, but I need my finances to be in order to go surf all day. That was just, I want to go surf all day. But the reason that I thought this was important was because, you know, in the term of getting uncomfortable, I had to confront my finances very early on. As you know, I started the Comfort Killers and I started a soap company right with it because I was like, I needed a product to dish off. And then very shortly after that, I started looking at my credit because my credit was smashed up, man. This thing hit the side of the Manayunk wall. If you're from Manayunk, Philadelphia, you know what I'm talking about. And what I'm going to do here is I am going to pull up just a piece so I could read it off to you of the ebook, and it's the Guide to Excellent Credit ebook, and giving you the foundational basic knowledge that everyone must need. Like, what are the three credit reporting bureaus. Now, people will know it because they come to get your ass. And, you know, once you sign into Credit Karma and one of these places, they have it. But what is bad credit? What are the types of credits? What are the types of credits? And what's the Fair Credit Reporting Act? I keep moving because I'm going from computer to computer. I'm so that's why we needed the music, man. I'm pumped up. I actually have sweat gristle coming down my face because I'm pumped up. I want to make sure that you guys understand this. So what I'm going to do is read to you what good credit is, what average credit is, what bad credit is, that part of the ebook. This ebook is free, by the way. And the reason why they're giving it for free is because after you read it, you have enough knowledge to actually build your own credit, which they could help you out with. And they give you templates. They give you the information. They give you the actionable steps that you need to actually build your own credit and do it yourself. And one of the reasons, and I thought this was genius, one of the reasons that they're so also like, hey, give them the wealth, let them do it themselves, let them learn this, is because, wow, I have an interview coming up in 30 minutes. So let's crunch this. Is because they're like, you know what? You know, you're dealing with people online. You're dealing with all sorts of businesses and people, and they want you to trust them. So they're building trust in the background, but they also know that you could do so much portion of this credit repair yourself that they don't even need your social security number. If you need help with filing or doing other things, they could help you. And they actually have a coaching program that they coach you through it. Or you could train yourself to do it. Or you could train yourself to do it and get cash flow, residual. Now, I know that's important. We didn't actually drop the campaign yet, but I wanted to give you some basic information of why we're doing it, what we're doing, why you need it, and how you can get it. How could you be a part of it? And that's what I'm going to talk to you today about. So let's do the range of credit scores. This is taken strictly out of their ebook, Excellent Guide to Excellent Credit. And then we're going to figure out what excellent credit is. What's the score? And what's the base? What's the lowest score you could have? Some people say zero. That's true. When I was an infant, when I was a fetus. So your score will be between 340 and 850 points. And just so you know, in the announcement section, look out for this because Stephen Holt from SJ Management, also Jessica Soten, these two are the power couple we've been talking about. These two put this whole thing together. And what the Comfort Killer is doing is driving the campaign. So on the back end, we're like, oh, wow, this is great. This will help our Comfort Killers out. We weren't initially going to bring it inside the ecosystem for the Comfort Killers because we had a whole demographic that we know needed this stuff. So, but I definitely wanted to not leave my Comfort Killers out in the process. So yes, I'm going to bring it to you. And in the meantime, if you are interested, email us hello@thecomfortkillers.com. Just subject line credit repair. hello@thecomfortkillers.com. hello@thecomfortkillers.com. Subject line credit repair. And then we'll get you in that system to help you get this ebook first and then get all the planning that you need, get all the tools that you need, get the coaching that you need, get the training that you need, and also make you an affiliate where you could get more money and by helping people. Okay. So what we're doing is just expanding this help, expanding this support, expanding other people to change their lives through basic foundational knowledge, which is not taught in schools or in the home. And this is important, or in the home. So now that you know, what are you going to teach your kids? How are you going to develop your own household to prepare for success? And that's why this is important. Your score will be between 340 and 850 points. A higher score indicates a better candidate for credit. There are three general categories of borrower. Okay. Prime, if your credit score is above 660, you are considered a prime borrower and should have few problems obtaining a good interest rate on your home loan, car loan, or credit card. You ever walked inside a car dealership, loved the car, loved it? I want that one. And I want it with no money down. See, a lot of people are going inside car dealerships with like, oh, I got my list of stuff. I watched YouTube. I know exactly what to ask. I'm going in there well educated. But guess what isn't educated? Your credit score, dumb. Okay? So when your credit score is dumb, you actually lose power. See, if your credit score is excellent, prime, then you actually are walking in there educated already. Because as soon as they do a few clicks, you're good to go. You make all the rules happen. See, the bargaining and also the begging comes from, what do you mean I got declined? What do you mean I need a co-signer? What do you mean I need $8,000 to put down? The car is only four. They want you to put down $8,000, the car is four. You know, so you already start losing points if you're not educated walking in, and you don't want to be surprised sitting in front of the lending officer, sitting in front, hey, what banks? They tried 51 banks and the 52nd said yes, and your interest rate is 28%. And then you're happy because you got a car. But really, once you're in the car, you realize, wow, look how much I'm paying for this car. It's like going to rent-a-center. So for purposes of a home loan, many banks consider 660 or even 640 to be acceptable, enabling you to qualify for the best rates and lowest down payments. Subprime, if your credit score is between 580 and 660, you may be considered a subprime borrower and will likely pay a higher interest rate on your loan and require a higher down payment on a home. You know, so a lot of people think they have good average credit. So, but they're not utilizing their credit to the best of their knowledge. And another one of this, they're hitting all angles with this. Well, what if I have average credit? What if my credit is quote unquote good? Okay, are you utilizing your credit to the best interest of your life and your future and your business? Because no, we're not. We'll take out a few credit cards. We don't know how to handle them. And then we're back to square one. Credit score goes lower. And then credit karma hitting you up like, hey. Yeah, new activity, capital one, new activity on your credit report. But there's a special way if you have poor credit to handle this, but also if you have average slash good credit, you could probably do better by utilizing your credit to your advantage. And they talk about this as well. And I want to get you guys up to date on everything that we're doing. Let's go through the scores here and see where you land. See what you're going to need and see if this tool will be useful for you. Again, this is a free ebook that SJ Management Company is putting out. They're releasing in coordination with the Comfort Killers of getting it out, getting the word out, getting the right people, the right product, the right tool, the right resources for their own self-improvement and self-reliance. And that's, you know, the bottom line, that's what this is about. 720 plus, excellent credit. You will get the best rates and terms on all loans. 660 to 719, good credit. You will likely get the best rates on most mortgages, but some credit grantors may take a closer look at your file. Look at that. You took, hey, 719, they taking a look at my file, but 660, they may take a look at the whole damn package, okay? 580 to 659, this is the higher risk. This is the target audience that we're looking for. But also, if you're in a 660 to 719, the good credit bunch, we want to help you utilize and maximize your credit. 580 to 659, higher risk. You may not be eligible for the best rates and products. Some credit items may not be available. And still, we are looking for below 580 credit, below 580, poor credit, poor mindset, poor credit. Everything's poor. Now we try to better this thing here. So below 580, credit options will be limited or not available. Lender will need to consider other information in your application. And that's what we were talking about. Like, hey, you got a co-signer, put your house down, put your mama down, put your kids down, okay? And then give me $8,000. So, you know, when you walk in there with a dumb score, no matter how educated you are in the bargaining, the negotiation, everything is based around the credit first, and then you could win, okay? So this is the tool that we want to bring through. Again, if you are interested, email hello@thecomfortkillers.com, hello@thecomfortkillers.com, hello@thecomfortkillers.com. And once you do that in the subject line, right, this is what I want you to do in the subject line, you hit up where it says, and you type in there, credit repair. And we are going to our second segment. And when I go out into the second segment, we're going to get busy with this song here. I told you, we are happy. We are happy here. I love you guys. Come right back to the second segment where we talk about announcements. I want to get you more stuff. All right? Feels like home. Announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, guys, thank you for coming back here with Stacey A. Cross. There is no E in it. Guys, if you're not already, jump in the Facebook group. It's a private Facebook group. You could search The Comfort Killers in Facebook in that native place of Facebook. Within there, we're talking about money this week. There is a money challenge, but it's a money challenge to get your mindset about money right. So definitely check the videos that we have out there, live videos. And I definitely want to read something. It is the law of flow, baby. I love that. I love the law of flow. And what we could do about the concept here, the idea of abundance. And another announcement that I want to give before I get into this quick law of flow quote. I'm actually reading the whole page. It's more than a quote. I'm reading the book. And if you want to know what book I'm reading, excellent question. Go over to the Facebook group. Guys, subscribe to us on YouTube. Subscribe to us on iTunes. And all over the map, we have changed the name to The Comfort Killers Radio. And beginning in, of course, July, we're going to go with a weekly, every day there's a new podcast. And we're trying to bump up the content here. We're trying to go to the next level scale without fail. So that's what we're doing. If you want to advertise on Comfort Killers Radio and or the podcast, if you want to sponsorship/advertise, a lot of people like to use the word sponsorship. I like to use the word, hey, let's promote what you're doing. If you have a business, yourself, your brand, you have a product to sell, if you want to get a message out, please email us. hello@thecomfortkillers.com, subject line ad, okay? And then we'll send you over our rates. Again, it's you could get a 30-second, a 10-second, 15-second. We have all sorts of things, and you could actually be on the radio and or this podcast that you're listening to right now. I want to thank you guys for listening. So you remember, subscribe on iTunes, leave a review, because that, I mean, I'm telling you, it helps us out. It helps us know how we're doing, number one. Number two, it helps us keep the thing going. Because it's like, hey, we see so many listens all month long, every day. Who are you? Where are you? Come on, talk to me. hello@thecomfortkillers.com. Everyone can get their head around the idea that abundance flows. We watch it daily, flowing and not flowing. Here's a subtle trick to begin in the flow. But first, let me remind you that a positive attitude goes almost without saying. The more you moan and affirm that you don't have enough money, the more it slips from your grasp. Maddening. It's maddening. Really, for when it slips away, that in itself becomes a negative affirmation of how unfair the system seems to be. Of course it isn't unfair. It's just energy in motion responding to feelings. To those who have, more shall be added. And to those who don't have, a chunk will be taken away. So the first rule of flow is to constantly tell your mind that you are rich. There are many manifestations of wealth that aren't necessarily cash, love, friendship, nature, sweet sensations, pleasing emotions, etc., etc. Rich is a way of viewing life. So tell yourself, here it goes. I want to view the world with a kindly eye. I want to view the world richly. I want to view the world with kindly eyes. I want to view it richly. All right. And remember, your unconscious mind, the powerhouse of the soul, doesn't know if you're rich or not. If you tell it you're rich, it will accept that as gospel. So you have to believe in luck and flow and goodness, even when cash-wise, things might be bloody awful. Bet you know who that author is from, where he's from with that word bloody. If you want to know what book I'm reading, please go over to the Facebook group. There's a video of this whole thing for this week. Perhaps it goes against the grain, But if you see your affirmations as just that, affirmations, you can affirm your abundance and good fortune even when things look a bit dodgy. The poorest person has things to be thankful for. So affirming your abundance is an act of gratitude and humility, as well as a way of keeping yourself in the flow. And now you know what the law of flow is. We're going to go on to the last and final segment of today, which is Ellen Lynn of ellenpro.com. Ellen is super, 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 super. I loved interviewing her. Ellen Lynn is a seven-figure entrepreneur, author, and a bilingual e-commerce coach who has coached over 170 clients. When we did the interview, she reminded me that it's way more, Stacey. I think she said it's over 200 now, from 10 countries, based on her success of building a million-dollar online store with $600, okay? $600 in 4 years. That's awesome. Ellen has worked with one of the original sharks from the TV show Shark Tank, Kevin Harrington's As Seen on TV. When I saw that, I was like, bam, boom. Hey, guys, as you know, I'll be interviewing Kevin Harrington. Well, actually, it's not even an interview. It's a conversation. And we are asking for your questions. If you have something that you want me to bring up in that conversation, head over to YouTube right now. Subscribe, because there's a video that says Ask Kevin Harrington Anything. Some of the things that I loved what Ellen said here in this conversation is scheduling your day, which is powerful. You know? She sold out of a garage when she came back from a trip to Asia. And the big thing here to note is that she was laid off. It's not like she was going around looking to be an entrepreneur. It was in means of, hey, I need to get something done because I'm laid off here. So one of the things that the three top goals of Ellen is to make an impact to the world, to help more people who want to create financial freedom through e-commerce entrepreneurship, and become an international speaker. And she talks about how she did it. And we got really, I mean, we got so deep in the conversation that you could actually use the tools that she said here and get something started almost immediately. You understand? You will have either the motivation, inspiration, action points, tools, tips to get started almost immediately. So in the next segment, I hope you love it. Please welcome Ellen Lynn. But before that, you know, it's a party in the house and it's Tom Petty time. Okay, guys. So thank you so much. And I'll catch you guys later. I am Stacey A. Cross. There's no E in my name. I love you guys. Breaking her heart. And I'm free. Woo! Free falling. And I'm free. All right, Comfort Killers, here's Ellen.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for Stacey inviting me to this show, to this podcast, to this interview. I'm very pleasure to speak with you guys about how I build a million-dollar business with only $600. And I have an update to make. I have over 250 clients up to date now.
So you jumped up from 170 to 250. Wow. Yes. So we got the old news here. You're always growing.
Yes. Every day, every single day.
No, well, thank you for joining us. Well, the first thing that pops out immediately for our listeners and immediately for me was the $600 piece. And I know it was 2011. Even the internet isn't where it is now. Right. So you had less technology to go with. Still a lot of technology, still the internet. But $600, you know, first of all, what were you doing then? Who was the Ellen Lynn then? And how did you end up getting into e-commerce?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So in 2000, and I was a video game artist before I started this whole entrepreneurship. I do the 3D background, 3D modeling for the video games like Wii or PS, those kind of stuff. And that was my whole passion. I thought that was my passion for my whole life. But not until I got laid off in 2009 when the economy crashed like crazy. So I couldn't find a job immediately back then. So I just started like exploring around, starts to teach people how to do 3D art and start to help my dad's business. And finally, after two years in 2011, finally came up with the idea of selling online, because back in that, during that time, there's a lot of people, a lot of friends around me are doing the same thing. So, well, I didn't, back then, I didn't think it would become a $1 million business at all. I thought it was just going to be a really small business starting from my garage. So here's what I did. I flew back to Asia. I'm originally from Taiwan, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Flew back to Asia, just pick a few products, put everything in the luggage, and spend $600 USD dollars for those products. And then I flew back to Los Angeles and start selling them online. But it was a leisure trip, so it wasn't really a business trip. So don't consider that the air ticket is part of that.
Yeah, no. Makes sense. Yeah. No, so I mean, okay, so you got $600, you were laid off, that's the catalyst here, and you were unable to find another job in your industry, the video game 3D art, but still you were teaching other people how to make art at the time. You go over to your home, your homeland, right? Now, let me ask you a question, because the products there, and you got as much as you could fit in the suitcase, maybe got another suitcase or something, but right, the products there were manufactured there, right? So it was a little cheaper than we would get in the US?
Yes, it's much cheaper.
Yeah.
It's much cheaper in Asia. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then you came off and we said e-commerce. In 2011, I'm thinking more like eBay, right?
Yes.
Was eBay the platform that you used?
Yes. eBay was the only platform we used back then.
Right. So now 2011, you're like, okay, let me try this thing. You're not thinking about a $1 million business. You're just trying to do something with your time away from, you know, while you're still searching and maybe trying new things and venturing off. When did it start becoming a real deal? Like, was it in the first year? How did you know that this is the avenue now? Forget 3D art. Forget that industry. This is where I belong.
Right. So first few years, I should have tried harder. Then I would be able to get to the $1 million mark faster.
Yeah.
But in the first 2 years, I didn't consider e-commerce as my career because I only spend like maybe a couple hours per day to do this.
Yeah.
But I didn't thought it's a career. But I think on the third year when the sales really starts to picking up because we start to sell on Amazon. So that's where the big deal coming from. So I realized, oh my God, so e-commerce can do this much from my garage. So I really start putting more time on it, invest more time to study about how to sell more, how to get more products, how to do things better. And that's when I realized, okay, this is the real deal, because it's really a lot of money that I couldn't even imagine. And besides that, I really enjoy that I don't have to commute 2 hours every day to go to work. So yes. I just totally think, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Entrepreneurship, here's the thing. I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
Mm. Yeah. It's so funny how the different paths we take is really like a stumble on, but it turned out to be our life's purpose, right? Because yes, you're doing more than just e-commerce. It has turned into a coaching. It's turning into your passion, teaching and helping people do the same thing. And I'm sure when you're sitting in the office 2 hours away from your home, you had no idea that this would actually come about. What I'm interested in learning is, because once you said a nugget for me, you started seeing that it's picking up. So then you turned within and you started personally developing yourself on the business aspect and more in entrepreneurship, how to sell better, you know, the schematics of it. I love that idea. So you started turning within and developing yourself. What kind of things were you doing? Were you getting books and taking courses?
Yes, back then there wasn't any much material to talk about the e-commerce because it was still pretty new to everyone.
Yeah.
And well, school didn't teach us those. I tried to take some classes in the college, but they don't have the classes I want.
Yeah.
So reading book is the most effective way.
Yeah.
To study about that, and also take online courses is really crucial. That's the cheapest and the fastest way to learn more knowledge if you encounter certain problem. Let's say, okay, for my mindset, if I encounter any kind of problem or challenge I need to encounter, I will take online course for that. So let's say I'm running a business. I noticed that, I'm not really doing good on Facebook ad, but how do I learn this? I just buy an online course for the Facebook ad and study on that and implement that. And as I go through, maybe I encounter, how do I do SEO? I didn't know that. I'll just buy an online course and study that and implement that. Either I myself will implement that or my system will do that.
You know what? That's amazing. And that's exactly what more entrepreneurs, especially at startup level, you know, when you're a solopreneur and you're trying to do everything yourself, it's like, well, I know, you know, you can't stretch yourself too thin, but it's, you need the baseline. How can I get this information, this specific information? And you're right. The best ways are through online courses for that Facebook ads, for the SEO. I don't even hear too much about SEO anymore.
Yeah, that was before. That was back then.
Yeah. But I was just thinking about that today. So Ellen, so just bring us on a journey. Now you're like pumping. It's 3 years in. You're pumping. The sales are great. You're starting to say, this is what I'm going to do. How does that look when you're transferring that now into a full blown business? It's 4 years. You've reached seven figures. First of all, congratulations on that. In that time frame. Really, it's no time at all, 4 years. I know you said that you could have done it a lot earlier, but even 4 years in business, it's really no time at all. Expecting what people say incomparably when it's 15 years is an overnight success, 4 years is really no time at all. So how does this look? How do you feel, you know, and what's your new energy around entrepreneurship?
Right. So I actually didn't think that much.
Because it came in phases, right?
Yeah, it can be phases. I was like, oh, this business did a million. I'm so surprised. And then, so starting from that point, I started to delegate a lot of my tasks to my employees. And I got some spare time. So I thought, I should be able to take this to another level because I'm getting too comfortable for e-commerce business. Because for e-commerce, you know, you could just sit in front of a computer and you don't, really, you don't really talk to anyone in person for the whole day.
Yeah.
So I thought, it's a good time for me to do some change. Maybe start a new business that allows me to stretch my comfort zone. I'm very, very introverted. I'm very bad at speaking. So it's really hard to imagine. I'm doing this. You're doing this interview with me because I thought, oh man. I couldn't speak and
yeah.